EU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The death toll has now risen to 11 in Vancouver, Canada, where a man drove an SUV into a crowd of people gathered for a Filipino street festival last night. Dale Salip saw it all unfold.
So it was really sad because, like I said, they were all twisted bodies, some with head injuries, two kids that I saw, a baby, and then also probably an 11-year-old child. Like I said, the one, three bodies were stuffed under the food truck.
Police say they have the driver in custody. They do not believe this was an act of terrorism. Thousands gathered in Vatican City yesterday for the funeral of Pope Francis. Attention is now on the College of Cardinals as they begin the process of electing a new pope.
They are starting now already with what's called general congregations, where they're discussing in general what they want in the next pope without campaigning. And then eventually, whenever the date is announced, they will go behind locked doors.
ABC papal contributor Father James Martin. This is ABC News. The retrial of Karen Reed is set to continue this week. The former economics professor is accused of killing her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, by backing into him with her SUV and then leaving him to die during a snowstorm in 2022. Jurors heard tearful testimony from O'Keefe's mother and some of their friends. ABC legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer has what to expect next.
This week coming up, we're all expecting for a former officer now, Michael Proctor. He was the lead investigator in the case to testify, as well as an officer he worked with, which was a friend of John O'Keefe. The defense is making the argument this is a conspiracy that all these officers are involved.
Reed has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder, vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, and leaving the scene. The death toll in yesterday's port explosion in Iran now stands at 28. No specific cause has been determined, according to Iranian officials, but the Associated Press reports it all stemmed from a fire on a container ship carrying hazardous chemicals. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's export economy was already turbulent, and now tariffs could send it into a tailspin. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Businesses and farmers across the state rely on exports, and some of the biggest categories are industrial, electrical, and agriculture. But the value of those exports overseas has dropped in the last 10 years, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum report. The state has gone from the 19th top exporting state to 21st. Tyler Burns with the forum says the cause is difficult to pinpoint, but factors like labor costs, consumer tastes, and workforce changes all play a role.
Wisconsin is one of the most dependent states on agriculture and manufacturing jobs. And so any disruption to our access to international markets puts a lot of people at risk.
Burns adds U.S. tariffs triggering retaliatory actions could make Wisconsin goods more expensive, potentially causing consumers to seek alternatives. The report looks at state-produced goods, where they're produced, and which countries buy them. Milwaukee exports the most goods, with total exports last year valued at $9.7 billion. That's down nearly 20% from a decade ago. But Burns says this mirrors drops seen in other industrial cities. Last year, Canada, the European Union, Mexico, and China were the top buyers of Wisconsin-made products, accounting for about two-thirds of all the state's exports, according to the report. And the U.S. has imposed tariffs on all of them. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny sky on tap for your Sunday with highs in the upper 50s. South to southeast winds will be on the increase. Tonight, lows in the mid and upper 40s. Partly cloudy skies with maybe a stray shower. Better chance of storms heading our way Monday. Right now, it's 51.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is running to head up the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Joe Zepicki joins us. Also, Will Westmoreland. His YouTube channel is The Back 40. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matinair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Folks, I'm Charlie Berenson. If you're tuning in, this is the Cripes Cast on Civic Media. I'm here with Dan Van Kirk, who you guys remember from not too long ago.
Yeah.
He's on the pod. And we got Billy Deuce, who's also been on the pod. And I figured that we'd just bring you guys all together because, Dan, you're in town for a little bit.
Yep. Happy to be here.
And then, Bill, I wanted you to meet Dan the last time we were doing shows because I just feel like as far as, like, wow, impressions goes and everything.
Yeah, we kept hanging out. And he kept being like, you and my friend Bill have to hang out together. And I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah. The longer we went with hearing like him start doing impressions and all that sort of stuff, I was like, oh, man, it's going to be good when you guys all connect. And unfortunately for you, Bill, like this is the first time you're meeting Dan. We could have had a whole pre-podcast meeting, but I guess screwed up telling you the right time to come in.
Well, sometimes you you misremember what you said. So basically you just suggested that it would be a good idea yesterday.
Okay.
But in your head, that was, Bill, I'll see you at 10 o'clock. We're doing this. Please don't be late. So I text Dante at 10 this morning. I'm like, hey, what time's Daniel coming? He's like, he's here. Where are you? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you're on the podcast today. I'm like, oh, good to know.
You just reminded me. Have you guys ever heard? This is a Tig Notaro prank / joke. It's one of the best things I've ever heard, and it works on people like us that always have like, this day I'm doing this, and then I have to be here on this day, and then I can't forget. Next weekend I'm in blank, whatever. Right? Tig has a prank she plays on her friends, where just randomly out of nowhere at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she'll text one of her friends and go, well, everybody else is here, so we're just going to get a table. And then and then you put your phone down and you do not respond.
Oh, that's cruel.
For hours. Could you imagine the heat that would start running down your back if you got a text from like one of your friends that you also work with a lot or whatever that's like, well, everybody else is here, so we're just going to get a table.
That's funny. Oh, dude.
I would have a mental breakdown.
That's such a move to like just put the phone down and not. Get, there was this one time that reminds me, I was on my honeymoon back when I was married, and we were in Mexico, and I texted, my mom said, are you guys having fun? And we didn't really have service there or whatever. So it was just kind of like, I had service in the hotel. So I said, yeah, we met these really cool guys from a group called Los Zetas. We're having a ton of fun. And then I thought, because Los Zetas, they were in the news quite a bit at that time for being
cutting heads off and stuff.
Well, I don't know. They were a pretty intense gang in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Bad dudes.
And I left it in the hotel room, not thinking a thing. I thought she knew clearly I was kidding. Come back to the hotel.
And you got like Denzel Washington, Man on Fire there to save you. Your mom has like hired him to come down and get her son.
Pretty much, man. I mean, my mom didn't. I don't know how much my mom freaked out, but, my
bulletins were sent out to the family?
Yeah, both sides of the family, let's just say, were not happy with me, because there was this guy working there that came up to us at, when we got back. We were sitting down, like having a drink or something. Yeah. Like, excuse me, your mother is on the phone. And I was like, what? How do you know? You need to come with me.
Wow.
And yeah, so that was a bummer, but that's what that reminds me
for sure.
Of.
Yeah, because you just send someone into a panic.
Yeah.
I love that you did it by accident.
I did it by accident. I thought everyone knew I was kidding.
Yeah, of course you're joking.
Clearly, I'm not a good communicator is what I'm learning. I forget things. I can have a conversation with one person and just think I told the whole world that, so everyone knew the deal.
I do that.
You know?
I'm right there with you.
Honestly. So you made a joke in bad taste, maybe, and had you had your phone with you, your mother would have called you and you would have said, oh, I'm just kidding.
Right.
But you left it in the room. And so it escalated to like a law enforcement was involved at the place.
It escalated because her parents were like, what?
Oh,
you know, okay. Neither of us had our phones. So,
but the idea of someone coming up to you and going, there's a telephone call for you. That doesn't happen since we were in like grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Like your mom's on the phone. You need to go to the office.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like movies in the 80s where somebody's at a restaurant. Remember that?
Like people, call.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Remember that used to be a thing? Like people would know you were at a restaurant, so they'd call the restaurant.
Mr. Stevens, there's a call for you.
This is what people always say, well, what did we do before cell phones? I'm like, we made plans.
You lived your life.
Like you said, I'll see you on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. People and then both of us just went about our lives for 3 to 5 days operating the idea that that is where we're going to be on Tuesday at 4.
And you didn't need 6 more confirmations.
None.
Confirmation before.
None.
Yeah.
You didn't need a Google reminder.
Right.
The amount of time people would like wait around places and they'd be like, well, I guess I'll go home and see if they left a message on my machine.
Yeah. And even before like answering machines, like it became pretty cool to have an answering machine in like the 80s.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise, it was like ring, ring. Ring, ring, you know,
over and over.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. It just rang. It just would not stop ringing.
Yeah. Eventually the like operator would disconnect you.
Yeah.
So really?
Piss your neighbor off.
It just rang for.
Do you guys think there are any operators anywhere still like doing the plug and play?
That's a really good question.
Hey, did I ever tell?
No.
No, you don't think so. Okay. Did I ever tell
the story about my dad and the payphone thing?
No.
On the podcast? Because I feel like Daniel might like this.
Yeah, say it.
So speaking of like the 90s,
sure.
You know, my dad was, you know, worked for Chrysler his whole career. So corporate
in
guy,
the Boston area,
all over the country. We moved a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just real quick before you keep going on this, Bill, is your mic situated? Okay.
I feel like it's okay. What do you think, Hannah?
Right now it's really good.
I'm so trying to, okay. Try to get up on it.
Close. Okay. I just really want to hear like your vocal folds in my ear.
You want me to do like a Will Arnett? Like, hey, the new Dodge Ram, and I'll do Sam Elliott. Will Arnett.
You've reached the operator.
Bateman and I went golfing the other day, and Bateman drives it like a total psychopath. And I'm like, Bateman, I got to get home and do a Ram commercial.
Ram.
So your dad worked for Chrysler.
Yeah. So like he would literally like, you know, didn't have a computer at his desk, like files and a typewriter and like calling people, smoking cigarettes. Yep. Like, hey, you need 2 more Dodge Caravans, you know? And so he'd be on the road a lot, and I probably had a beeper, but like the protocol was just you call the zone office and check in.
Mm-hmm.
And you call the dealership, whatever. So like... this wasn't work related, but when we lived in Philadelphia, we used to drive up to Boston all the time to visit my grandparents.
Okay.
About a 6-7 hour drive all the time. And I think it was like the George Washington Bridge was the route we would go through New York. And so one time in like 94, whatever it was, we're driving a whole minivan full of my family. My dad's driving and some dude, like, I don't really remember cause I was a kid, but was like basically trying to run us off the road.
Stop.
And my dad wasn't sure what he had done, but this guy had like, was like losing it. Just this guy by himself, his car was all full of everything he owned, like clearly not a well person. And he was basically trying to like run us off the road. So my dad, like, had we not been in the car, probably would have given this guy what he was looking for.
Yeah.
But he had to be like, I'm a dad.
Yeah.
I'm a dad.
Yeah.
And so he memorizes the license plate.
And you have vivid memory of like looking out the back window or whatever and like my seeing memories this angry
are,
car.
My memories are more fleeting, but my sisters and everybody remember it better.
Okay.
And it was bad. And my mother was all upset and we were still far away from Boston. So it was probably an awkward ride the rest of the way through Connecticut. But So anyway, my dad, you know, memorizes the license plate. And my dad's retired now, and I'm sure this particular Pennsylvania state trooper is too. So I think everybody's
fine. Statute of limitations.
Tell you know we're about to get a good.
So yeah. my dad's coworker, let's say, she works with him, and her husband is a Pennsylvania state trooper. Well, my dad goes, "Hey, so-and-so, this guy tried to kill me and my family." It's the greatest thing. And I feel like any mass state trooper would probably do this today. Yeah. But the guy's just like, "Oh, yeah, hang on. Oh, it's Joe Schmo from Schaumburg, New Jersey, you know?" And my dad's
been there. Yeah. Gorgeous place.
It really is.
Weird name.
Schaumburg. Great factories. So anyway, you know, my dad gets the guy's info, you know, thanks, trooper so-and-so, whatever. And for years... still has the phone number, I think, in his wallet or the desk. My dad, when he's on the road, say 2-3 years later, whatever it was, if it occurred to him, he stops for a coffee or to take a pee or whatever.
I love where this is going.
He goes, "Oh, I think I'll call Joe Schberg and remind him that I haven't forgotten." So the thing my dad would do is call.
From a payphone?
Yep. And the guy, I don't think the guy almost ever picked up, but there was an answering machine and he knew it was the guy. And he would go, "Hey, Joe, this is the guy you tried to kill on the George Washington Bridge in 92. I just wanted to let you know I haven't forgotten. And when I get around to it, I'm coming to get you." For years.
That's a good dad.
Years. Oh, my God, dude. That's something people would make a movie about.
And every once in a while, my dad will be like, because he still has the number somewhere. My dad will be like, "Yeah, I should call that guy." And I'm like, "Well, we're living in an age now where he could probably find you."
No, let's call him. Star 69.
Star 69. Oh, what a tool that was.
Oh my god, dude!
But I like how your dad does this mafia style, only doing it from a payphone.
Yeah,
brilliant, man. Brilliant. One day he's gonna put the payphone down, start walking away, and that payphone's gonna ring again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he's gonna walk back. It's gonna be like dramatic music, and he's gonna pick it up, and the guy's gonna go, "We gotta meet." Yeah. You know, and you and your dad.
The guy's finally like, "I can't live like this anymore." Yeah. Just do it. Just make it quick.
I think if the guy asked me, I'd be like, "Yeah, let's do it." I'm not even saying for violent reasons. I'd be like, "Let's hash it out.
Let's
talk about what was going on that day. I got some things I need to say. You obviously have things you need to say."
It was 92. The Phillies had just lost the World Series. I was living out of my car.
Yes.
You had a brand new Dodge Caravan, you know.
Every time because I've been driving around, I just had wonderful shows in Milwaukee at the Laughing Tap. Shout out how much I love Wisconsin and the people here. But I've recently, like, when someone rides up on you, like you're in the left lane going the appropriate 81 in a 70, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is a totally fair speed for the far left lane.
Well, I mean, that's a little past the speeding limit.
Right.
Like 79.
Exactly. So if you're going 81, you're definitely...
You're dancing with the devil right now.
Well, I know. The most I'll go is 83.
Okay.
But pace of traffic, if I'm 81, I'm definitely not going slow.
No,
you're right to be in the left lane.
Yeah,
right?
You're doing it.
Somebody comes flying up on you. There used to be a me that would get like angry.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a part of me that goes, "Hey, let me get out of the way." Because
mm-hmm.
I want you to go get that ticket for us.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the scout.
You need to view that person as doing you a favor.
You're exactly right. And I have the exact same outlook.
And you need to say, like, and now I do a thing sometimes, like, let's say, let's just keep it simple. Two lanes. I'm in the left lane. I'm going 81. Passing a semi that is going a 79. So that's going to take you about anywhere from a half a mile to a mile pass on the long end of that differential of speed. If a guy comes flying up on me, or woman comes flying up on me at 87.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, like 87. Toots is the cat.
Toots is the cat.
Yeah. Comes flying up on me at like an 87. You know what I'll do?
What?
I'll be like, "Hey, I'm obviously going faster than the semi.
Give me a second.
Give me a second." And I will hold up the finger. And I'll go, "Just a sec," right? And normally they'll just stay on me, mm-hmm. and I'll just keep that finger up until I get over.
Yeah.
Sometimes they will back off, right? I was driving recently, and I wish I could remember where it was because I have been on the road so much, but I was driving recently. Oh, I know where I was. I was driving from Boston to Providence, Rhode Island to do shows in Providence. Wonderful shows though. Absolutely loved it. It was great. And it was like during March Madness and all this stuff. And
wait, you're telling me you ran into an app driver between Boston, dude, Massachusetts and Providence, Rhode Island?
That's what's the crazy part. We're about to go, we're about to go the other way.
Oh, shit.
Guy comes rolling up on me. I'm going 81, passing a semi, going 79. Gets way too up. I give the hold on a second, right? Guy does the wave, slows down. Wow. I then get over. I look at him. He gives me the high sign. I give him one back, and I go, that's how this is supposed to work.
Wow. I feel like
he was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll give you a second. So I get around. He gets off my ass. I get around. Then he gives me a have a good day. I go right back to you. Everybody was so happy with that exchange.
Two members of society who are able to exist in society
together. It was so nice. It was like getting into a warm bath. I was like, yes, you obviously, for whatever reason, are driving way over the speed limit, mm-hmm. but you understood I was going to pass. So you mm-hmm. gave me a second and then we waved at each other and I'm like, maybe we will make it.
They're out there.
I think you're bringing up a really good point here is maybe the problem isn't the people. It's not the drivers. Maybe the problem is the lack of communication tools we have. We have blinkers that say go right, go left, but to say, we need this as a little flashy light.
The amount of times I thought about a scrolling marquee
that's exactly that you what I put in your head right
rear
now.
Windshield and type in like, give me definitely going to pass. Give me a second. Yeah.
Or like, you know, I have thought about that a million times. You couldn't have like a radio because then it would get abused. Right. But like, you know, like a limit of how many characters, but just like, I'm moving. Give me one sec.
Yes.
Or slow down. There's a cop up in front of me.
Yes.
But like your point about the mentality. So I've told these guys a million times, but like living in Boston for 20 years, I'm not a natural Bostonian. It's not a thing that feels good for me.
Sure.
My family's used to it. They've got the thick skin, but I would like, I don't really get that angry usually, but when you see me creep into a level of anger, it's always on the road.
Sure.
And in Massachusetts, it was getting to a point because I had like, I was a musician and I would have these gigs in Boston a couple of times a week. Driving from Natick, Massachusetts to Boston, this is 14 miles, would take me 2.5 hours.
That's
oh my God, dude.
Insane.
I mean, how could anyone not go insane? Meanwhile, the whole time you're like, I'm not going to make it on time. And you're dealing with a million other people that are miserable.
Miserable.
And so for the longest time, I would get road rage, never to a violent place, but like it was possible, which is not good.
And yeah, I don't like. No, that. I mean, I'll do some brake checking in my life.
I was telling him yesterday, I had to stop doing it in Milwaukee because people aren't used to it.
They'll hit you.
Like I was just brake checking people when I moved here. Like that's what you got to do in Boston. Just be like, hey, face, if you want to play this game, I'll play it. And here they're like, holy,
you want to dance with the devil by the pale moonlight?
But your mentality is exactly the approach I'm taking. Is the listen? This asshole does this all day, every day,
every day.
So do I have to be the one to give him what he's looking for? Right. No, there's a million other apps who are waiting for him. So I will move over and he will go hopefully get what he's looking for. Yeah. And I'll have nothing to do with it.
Well, sometimes too, like, you know, we're lucky enough that like, we don't really live these normal lives, like comedy and entertainment and stuff that we do. So sometimes what I'll also do is like when I find myself, if I'm on the road or even in LA, where I catch myself needing to go from Santa Monica to Hollywood at 5 p.m., I'll think to myself when somebody's like angry driving, I'm like, they got to do this every day.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they're mad. I just happened because of the way a meeting worked out or I was lucky enough to book something. And when I wrapped, I'm just stuck in what is there every day.
You move it into gratitude.
And I go, these people are fighting with each other,
you know,
every morning, every afternoon. I just happen to be in the wrong end of the pool for a little bit.
That's a very healthy way to think about
it. And I'm not, don't get me wrong. You know me well enough. I got enough Midwestern like this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But like I try because at the end of it, like,
yeah.
Although, do you guys suffer from this of like, you really like seeing how down you can get your original expected time from GPS from one place to another.
Oh, that's like, oh, yeah.
So I also have that problem too, where I was like,
I think that is borderline a sexual experience for Dante doing that.
Cutting, just shaving yeah. time on GPS. On Google Maps.
He's the guy on your ass, by the way, in the fast lane.
Dante is the guy on your ass for sure.
He's not happy.
But if he lets me get over, I'm fine.
He will.
I don't like, I don't, only if I'm like late. I'm typically late. Life is so much better if you're not late.
Oh my God.
Like you can just observe so much more instead of, as soon as you're late, it's tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get there on time. You're riding people's ass. And then, but who's the person that when they drive up on you, they look at you?
Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowans look the most.
Really?
They will, as they pass you, they will hard turn you the whole way driving by.
That's because it's Iowa and they know everybody and they're like, who the f*** is this guy?
I don't know that Taurus.
Yeah.
They also know there's nobody in front because nothing says I disapprove of the way you're driving, like driving a speeding bullet in the opposite direction while you're looking a different way, you know?
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. I found that I was like, I remember I was doing shows in Iowa and I'd never noticed so many looky-loos every car that I passed or passed me. Just a hard like look.
That's really interesting. I gotta pay attention to that next time I'm in Iowa.
Some people, they'll evaluate the whole train as you go.
Mm-hmm. You know, Iowa's an interesting place. You know, like they've got like that. Do you guys know that's the birthplace of the chiropractor is Iowa?
No.
Yeah. A lot of people think chiropractor, oh, it's like this Eastern kind of like meditative like practice.
Sure. No, maybe. It was Chad who couldn't get into medical school. Iowa.
It was this dude, David Daniel Palmer.
Yeah.
One of those dudes who thought his middle name was important, you know, and he was working at a magnetic healing facility.
I'm in already.
He was working at a magnetic healing facility where they just like, you know, put so you.
He was on the cusp of promising wellness. He was on the cusp of some promising alternative medicine.
I mean, this dude wasn't vaccinating before they even invented vaccines.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, he was probably way ahead of the whole crystal thing, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is 1875 and I don't know when they invented the vaccine.
Let's go with it.
Penicillin. Around that time, I don't know. Anyway, so he is a magnetic healing facility where I don't know, they just hang you on a fridge and you're healed, I guess. And there was this janitor there, and the janitor had a crook in his back, and David Daniel Palmer, he was deaf.
He was literally the first DDP.
DDP saw this deaf janitor with a crook in his back, and he said, "Hey, can I do an adjustment on you?"
And the guy said, "What?"
He didn't say anything.
And hey, can I do an adjustment on you?
He took the silence as a complicit. Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to mop. All right, sorry, go ahead.
And so he just did it. And, you know.
Then he made a hole.
And then it worked, I guess.
What you don't hear is that the janitor died immediately.
Yeah.
But the second adjustment was successful.
Yeah, very.
He heard the voice of God saying, "Welcome home, my son."
You know what I'm thinking? What the magnet thing could have been? You said 1875, so we're getting out of the Civil War. Maybe they're pulling musket balls out of people with magnets.
Oh.
You know, like.
Can you?
I think, I don't know what you guys think. Chiropractician.
Yeah.
Chiropractic?
Chiropractors.
That it is the sushi of the medical field.
Well, now how like do you mean that now?
Like on one end of it, you're going, what is this? What are we even doing here?
Yeah.
And then on the other end of it, you're like, this is excellent.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's like, because there's like crazy gas station sushi, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like other sushi where you're like, this might be the best thing I've ever had.
Right.
And so that I think with like chiropractor, there's like places where you go where they're like, this is not only going to cure your acne and your limp. You also are going to be like a more
you told him
like
about my acne
loving
my limp
person. You were late. And then the other end is like almost sports medicine of like actual like relieving pressure in certain areas. But you can get this like gambit of just like,
yeah,
one end is like, you're going to be a better athlete. And the other end is like, we use unicorn blood. Right?
Yeah,
it's
a little.
It can be all over the place.
It's got one foot in the absurd and 1 foot in legitimate medicine.
Yeah, and any sort of chiropractor can sort of choose which way they want to go with it.
Yeah, chiropractor. There was this one. Someone sent me this thing talking about how this was back when everyone was getting loony with COVID. They were talking about how nicotine would help prevent you from getting COVID, and sent me this 2 hour conversation with a doctor who was saying it. And I said, first thing I said, let me guess, he's a chiropractor. And she's like, how do you know? Have you heard of?
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The death toll has now risen to 11 in Vancouver, Canada, where a man drove an SUV into a crowd of people gathered for a Filipino street festival last night. Dale Salip saw it all unfold.
So it was really sad because, like I said, they were all twisted bodies, some with head injuries, two kids that I saw, a baby, and then also probably an 11-year-old child. Like I said, the one, three bodies were stuffed under the food truck.
Police say they have the driver in custody. They do not believe this was an act of terrorism. Thousands gathered in Vatican City yesterday for the funeral of Pope Francis. Attention is now on the College of Cardinals as they begin the process of electing a new pope.
They are starting now already with what's called general congregations, where they're discussing in general what they want in the next pope without campaigning. And then eventually, whenever the date is announced, they will go behind locked doors.
ABC papal contributor Father James Martin. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
That's a wrap on the NFL Draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the three-day NFL Draft wrapped up last night. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst added 8 more players to the roster.
Felt really good about our football team coming into this draft. We did some things in free agency, and draft never falls exactly how you think it's going to fall. But and I think we were able to add, particularly these 3 days, really good culture fits.
The NFL says over 600,000 fans attended Thursday through Saturday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was an exciting draft, obviously one that we've never been a part of. I've never been to a draft, but I can't imagine any NFL draft being better than the one we hosted here.
Baseball, the Brewers struggling, losing 6-5 in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy holding a 30-minute team meeting. They've lost 4 in a row.
We obviously didn't play very well these 4 days. Uncharacteristic of us, and, you know, we got cleaned up.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny sky on tap for your Sunday with highs in the upper 50s. South to southeast winds will be on the increase. Tonight, lows in the mid and upper 40s. Partly cloudy skies with maybe a stray shower. Better chance of storms heading our way Monday. It's 53 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Kids and seniors, Quartz wants to see you at American Family Field.
On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Buying or selling a home? I'm Haley Newens with Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Folks, I'm Charlie Behrens, and if you're tuning in, this is the Cripescast on Civic Media. Yeah, chiropractor. There was this one. Someone sent me this thing talking about how this was back when everyone was getting loony with COVID. They were talking about how nicotine would help prevent you from getting COVID, and sent me this 2-hour conversation with a doctor who was saying it. And I said, first thing I said, let me guess, he's a chiropractor. And she's like, how'd you know? Have you heard of him? And I was like, I don't know. And no shade to chiropractors.
No, so I'm saying there's some that are actually amazing. You get to sort of like fall where you want to.
I have heard people tell stories like of absolute revelation as patients. I've always, cynical guy, so I'm always a little weird about things like that.
But I've done a lot of chiropractic work, but I've had some where I'm like, this person's creeping me out.
Yeah.
And then I've had other ones where I'm like, oh, you work on that football player?
Did you ever have one of them stick a needle into one of the muscles in your back?
Are you saying different from acupuncture?
This was I went to a physical therapy thing, and part of it was a little bit of chiropractic.
I think acupuncture is legitimate.
But this was acupuncture, but it wasn't that she was putting a bunch of needles in. She was putting needles in one at a time until she hit the muscle that was causing my back issues. Mm-hmm. And it was immensely painful. Mm-hmm. She said it would be. And I was so hungover. You and I had gone out and you sent me to this person.
I remember that?
Remember I was laying on this floor?
You were debilitated.
Okay, so it was here in Milwaukee?
Yeah. It was in Milwaukee. You were debilitated. You were just on the ground, not able
to get up.
Wait, I've lost the thread. Debilitated from being hungover or debilitated from the procedure
back,
or combo?
Okay, so a back injury from a car accident, extremely hungover from...
You got that guy's phone number?
Drinking.
Let's call him right now.
Yeah. And so Charlie, you got to go to this person. He like booked the appointment.
I was before, and they did the needle thing to me too.
Okay.
So so when I was hungover, by the way, like at this time I was like 50 pounds heavier.
Sure.
So I'm hungover, I'm sweating insane. You would think I'm having a heart attack. And I'm on her table. I'm drenched in sweat. Her table is drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
She stops and goes, are you okay? And I go, yeah, I just sweat a lot. And she's like, you're not having like a medical emergency, are you? And I'm like, no.
Constant.
So now that I'm in my head about it, my body's like, let's sweat twice as much. So she's trying to work with me. She's like slipping off of me.
Oh my gosh.
And she's got these needles. And she does it, and I'm trying to be tough.
You were going into your back?
Into like a nerve.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like it was so painful. And she's like, I know, but after a while, it'll feel better. Got up from the table to leave. Couldn't walk to the reception desk. And she's like, just wait. So I had to stay there for like half an hour. Horrible pain for like 2 hours. And then the next day, I was fine.
You purged it.
It worked.
Your body purged it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now it comes back, but like,
sure,
that was an example of a type of medicine I would have been skeptical of, because all things are possible only through the Lord. So how is science going to help me? But I was skeptical of it.
That's a great joke.
And
he's serious.
I was wrong.
But that was a PT. That was a physical therapist. Mm-hmm.
She was worried about me. She thought she needed to call it.
I was worried about you too. You were also sweating in here.
The sweating she was worried about.
When did you end up on this floor, before or after the procedure?
Before. So I came in, we were going to shoot something. I laid down on the floor about my back while he was working on his computer. And then something happened and I quite literally could not get up.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, do you need me to call like an ambulance? And I'm like, I don't think so. But let's give this a little while.
Yeah.
And then
I got the dolly, just wheeled him downstairs.
what a experience. But anyway, you know, like those types of medicines, there's some legitimate.
I'm a believer in acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And look, I'm not. I feel like I got to backtrack on this chiropractor thing, because I know some chiropractors. But the last time I went to a chiropractor, I had a substitute chiropractor. You know, like
so they were doing the lesson plan from the day before.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing, man, but he was on one. Like he was like, oh yeah, like
he wheeled in a big rear projection TV on a cart into the office. He's like, okay, guys,
he's got one of those visors with the fake blonde hair, yeah. Spiky's coming out of it, but it's not fake.
We're gonna watch Rudy. Stretch your back out.
That's so great.
No, this dude just violently cracked my neck in the most violent manner. Like I was like to the point where I didn't want him to do the other side. Mm-hmm. He did it again. I was just so thankful I wasn't paralyzed at that point. Oof. I was like, all right, that's it for me and the chiropractor. And also when I first went to the chiropractor, they were like, have you been in a car accident? And I was like, no. And that scared me into getting a plan. But then I talked to someone else who hadn't been in a car accident and they said the chiropractor said the same thing to them. Yeah. So I was like, oh, maybe that's like, maybe that's a sales thing.
I mean, it does work. You get
you that. Sorry. 3, 2, 1.
Nimmo back at the track. Goal!
Doll on the track, doll at the wall. Goodbye! Home run!
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton! We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
There goes the runner, swing and a miss. Throw to second is in time. Oh, Contreras.
Hit on the ground hard towards third. A backhanded diving play by Durbin pops up, bounces a throw across, and he got
it. Today, the crew take on the St. Louis Cardinals at Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. The yo-ho changeup. It is dazzling.
Gone! Christian Yelich, a grand slam, and this game is broken open. In
now
the
it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a chilly and damp Sunday afternoon in St. Louis, but Game 3 of this three-game series looks to be played as the Brewers try to salvage a game from the Cardinals. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Busch Stadium here in downtown St. Louis alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Ken Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here today. Brewers trying to take a game in this series after dropping the first two, both in very close fashion, both by one run. They fought back yesterday and scored five unanswered runs to tie it with a two-run blast from Churio in the ninth inning, but then Nolan Arenado walked off the crew in the bottom of the ninth for the second time in as many seasons that he's done that to the Brewers. So the Brewers will hand the ball to their most consistent starting pitcher here today in left-hander Jose Quintana. He'll be opposed by right-hander Eric Fetty for St. Louis. We'll talk to Josh when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Buying or selling a home? I'm Haley Newens with Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty, your go-to gal for real estate across Wisconsin. From Madison to Milwaukee, Milwaukee to Green Bay, I've got you covered. I run a relationship-based business where you're more than a transaction. I focus on what matters most, you. That means smooth deals, less stress, and more money in your pocket. Let's turn your real estate goals into reality. Call me at 920-410-0296. Because with me, you're not just a client, you're family.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Sunday, April 27th, beginning at 3 p.m., you can enjoy Music to Food, a benefit put on by the Lawrence University's piano students, with all proceeds going to the Oneida Food Pantry. And your admission can be free with a suggested donation. What better way is there to enjoy an evening of music while supporting a great cause? Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Cardinals, getting set for the finale here this afternoon. Then the crew takes off for Chicago in a three-game series with the White Sox awaiting Tuesday through Thursday. Josh Maurer joining me now. Brewers trying to salvage a game out of this series, Josh. And if you're trying to do that, you feel good about handing the ball to Jose Quintana. He's been the Brewers' best pitcher over the course of this year. And really, the Brewers have gotten good starting pitching. Outside of the first four games of the season, this has been one of the strengths of the team.
Yeah, we've said this a few times, Lane, but Quintana has thus far been everything that the Brewers could have hoped he would be and then some. He's won his first three starts, and the last time they won, he was on the mound in San Francisco Tuesday night, just one run in six innings. Here's the amazing thing about what Quintana's done so far. He's the kind of guy that normally you say, well, he just kind of pitches and gives you a chance to win. It's not always the prettiest numbers. They've been pretty numbers. Yeah. He's only given up two runs total in the three starts that he's made. You keep doing that, you're not only going to be an effective pitcher, you're going to be in the Cy Young conversation at the end of the year.
Yeah, and very little traffic in general. Only 14 hits allowed, five walks. He's just been everything the Brewers could have hoped for him to be. Pat Murphy sent a little bit of a message yesterday, a base running mistake, a mistake on a throw home that didn't hit the cutoff, and he sat down Sal Frelick and Caleb Durbin. I think not even just so much individually with them, but just collectively as a statement to the team to play a little cleaner baseball moving forward.
I think that's the biggest issue here during this road trip. You use the word clean. That's the way to say it. It hasn't been clean. There have been plays that we're so used to seeing these Brewers teams make over the last few years that they're not completing, not doing the right things. The baseball strategy hasn't been the way that we're used to seeing it. And so, Pat Murphy, that bothers him, you know.
Yeah, he has high expectations for this group. Back-to-back defensive gold gloves collectively as a team in the last couple of years. And, of course, always been a great base-running team. So those are the things the Brewers can control and you expect to get better, hopefully starting here this afternoon. When we return, we'll sit down with the manager right after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money now on pre-finished siding at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished LP Smart Side engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams machine-applied paint warranty. That means no painting for years to come. Save big money today on all LP Smart Side products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Well, Murph, a tough ending yesterday, but to be down 5-0 and fight back and get the game even in the ninth inning, you had to be pleased with the way your team fought back.
Yeah, I really was. It showed me something, and we're not dead yet. You know, we're going through a tough stretch, and that can be expected any season, but especially a young team that had such a great year last year in terms of the regular season and everything went right for us, and this year it seems like just the opposite, and guys are a little bit older, but they're still very young players. We basically, you know, have two veterans in there, and everybody else is pretty young. And these types of things are going to happen, and we have to accept it, and we have to act right, behave right when things aren't going right.
It's also how you grow as a player individually and collectively as a team, right?
I think so. You grow through experiences of tough luck and adversity, and this team has faced a lot of it. The scheduling, the way it's been, some of the calls have won against us, which it always happens, but you notice it more when you're not winning. You know, a lot of good things have happened, but it's just, we haven't performed in that individual day as well as we can.
Murph, you all pie-ups, a couple of nice innings for you yesterday. Are you seeing some progress there? Seems like the ball's coming out a little bit better.
Yeah, no question. His stuff has always been there. He just located yesterday, worked quick, got ahead in the count. That makes a big difference.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Looking to buy or sell your home? You need more than just an agent. You need a partner. I'm Haley Newens with BHHS Water City Realty, your go-to gal for all things real estate. I'm a relationship-based gal, meaning I focus on you, your goals, your needs, your future. And that means a smoother transaction and more money in your pocket. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Call or text me at 920-410-02. Because with me, you're not just another deal, you're a priority.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
As you covered, wash, chill, repeat.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Busch Stadium here in St. Louis. Brewers and Cardinals wrapping up this three-game series. Jose Quintana on the mound for the Crew, Eric Fetty. We'll go for St. Louis. Jackson Churio, a very good day at the plate yesterday, Murph, and really has responded over the last couple of days, doing a lot of damage with the bat.
Yeah, no, I mean, people were asking, why would you give Churio a day off in San Francisco? But it was a mental break, you know. This kid's 20 years old, and he's been up and down, but his ups are really good, as you saw yesterday.
You have the injury, of course, to Garrett, so that shuffles things a little bit in the outfield. Jackson gets the start in center field today. Hasn't played a lot there in the big leagues, but played, I think, almost primarily there in the minor leagues. So this should be somewhere that he's pretty comfortable, I would think.
I think he'll adjust to it. There's, you know, he's got a long way to go to be a great outfielder, and but he certainly has the ability, as he's shown offensively, he has the ability to be every bit as good defensively. So it's a work in progress, but I think he'll respond.
You'll face Eric Fetty today, a veteran guy that's been around. He was with the White Sox last year, traded with the Cardinals at the deadline. What have you seen from him early in the season?
Yeah, Fetty's, you know, he's an accomplished pitcher. That's why they brought him back. That's why they went out and got him last year. He's very, very good. He's tough on lefties, tough on righties. He's a guy that has a variety, uses that cutter a lot. Yeah, he's He's very, very capable. The Cardinals have veteran pitching, and they're very, very capable. And their young pitching, Libitor, as you saw, is a dominant guy right now in the league.
Murph, we appreciate it. Best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks, Lane.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
The Island Resort and Casino's Stay and Play Golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Sunday at Busch Stadium, we welcome you back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Crew tries to avoid a three-game sweep. Time to get you the injury report. It's presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Well, Garrett Mitchell had an MRI yesterday on that oblique injury that forced him out of Friday's game and put him onto the injured list. He confirmed it is an oblique strain. He said that actually had a similar injury earlier in his career when he was playing in the minor leagues, and that kept him out for almost 2 months, but he feels better this time than he did that time a couple of years ago. So he's hopeful it won't be that long term of an injury absence. But we will see with Garrett Mitchell going onto the injured list yesterday. Today's keys to the game are presented by Toyota. You can visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, I think this goes without saying, but you got to avoid falling behind early, as the Brewers have over the first couple of games of the series here at Busch. It was 3-0 on Friday night. Came back, very nearly tied and or won the game, but lost by a run. It was 5-0 yesterday. The Brewers did tie it on that Churio home run of the ninth, but then end up losing by one. So if you don't build those early deficits, the Brewers very easily could have had a different story thus far in this series. Get off to a better start here this afternoon. When we come back here to the On Deck Show built by Menards, we're going to go down on the farm and check in on a very busy week for the AAA Nashville Sounds that included Brandon Woodruff's rehab assignment and some serious gas coming from Jacob Mizorowski and Logan Henderson, who have continued to pitch very well at the minor league level. Down on the Farm Report comes your way next, here from St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera.
Oh,
good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend, the worst brings out our best.
Brewers fans! With Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode. Because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. And before we get to today's Down on the Farm report, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards from St. Louis. The Brewers try to salvage one against the Cardinals this afternoon. Time for us to take a peek at the minor league system for the crew. It's our weekly Down on the Farm report. Let's begin with AAA Nashville, which has had some standout performances this week. Brandon Woodruff pitched a five-inning shutout effort on Thursday for a victory. And of course, Daz Cameron hit six home runs with Nashville in his couple of weeks with the team before being called up to the crew. The Sounds are now 15-10 on the season and looking for a third straight series win as they wrap up a six-game set at home against Durham this afternoon. Nashville is in the top five in the International League in home runs, stolen bases, and starting pitching, and last night they had all of those ingredients working in the game against Durham. In the bottom of the second inning, first baseman Wes Clark and second baseman Anthony Siegler got the offense going. Let's check them out back to